Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Barstool Big Cat, host of Pardon My Take, and voluminous tweeter at Barstool Big Cat. It's time for his weekly conversation with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Barstool Big Cat, Wednesdays, usually at 4. But look, he's flexible with us. We're flexible with him. 5 o'clock today. We're cool with it. And look, we sprung forward, so it used to be 4 at this time. So we'll take it.
Okay.
You know, I'll buy
whatever you're selling. Yeah.
It's brought to you by Stella Blue Coffee. Get yours at StellaBlueCoffee.com. And a portion of the proceeds goes to Paws Chicago. Last week at this time, Big Cat, it was 4 o'clock. So I'll cut you some slack.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys being flexible. I apologize for having to change the time. I was in the middle of getting a chair and a bottle broken over my back.
Really?
You're doing a WWE 2K24 shoot.
So
I had a good excuse.
Was it one of these prop bottles or was it a regular bottle?
No, it was a prop bottle. Okay. It doesn't really hurt, but they look cool.
Yeah, they do.
I'll bring one in next week.
Can you crack one over my head next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It makes a mess.
That's fine.
But we'll do it.
What are they made with?
I think it's like sugar or something.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Then I tried to taste it. It didn't taste good.
Of course you tried to taste it.
Yeah. Because like, it had your mouth.
It had your back sweat on it. That's why it didn't taste good.
Yeah, that's probably true as well.
Yeah. Are you not in studio because you're afraid to get kidnapped again?
No, I'm not in studio because it's March Madness. It's Conference Championship Week.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of driving home right now to do a quick hour dinner bedtime, then back to the gambling cave to watch everything and bet on everything. This is my favorite 2 weeks of the year, so that's why I'm not.
What a generous husband and father you are to go home and bless the kids for an hour before the real gambling starts.
Listen. Everyone's got to work. This is a busy time. I don't know if you guys saw me last night. I was at the office until 11 p.m. I entered into a foot judging competition, so I've been doing it all.
Was that a Jersey Jerry thing, the foot judging competition? Because I did see it.
He did Arch Madness, which I know that that's your conference, but he called it Arch Madness as well. He had 16 beautiful young women come to the office, and he judged their feet.
Wow, you should have invited Carm.
I got my toes painted. And I advanced around, and he thought I was one of the beautiful women. So it was a good time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was behind the curtain. Everyone was behind the curtain, and they'd show their feet, and he would judge it. So kind of weird. Now I'm saying it out loud. There's probably some people listening on their commute home right now. They're like, what is this guy talking about? But there's also probably some people who are like, ooh, I got to go watch this foot video.
Do you have, like, those hairy, like, foot knuckles? Is that what, do you have one of those guys?
I shaved my feet for this competition. Yeah, yeah, it was all in.
Really?
For the stompetition? Yeah. Did you just say for the stompetition?
From the stompetition. Feet competition.
I mean, it truly is. And you talked about it.
I don't know how they come up with it.
It is brilliant. All of it is brilliant.
Right? Like, we're like, hey, let's play Would You Rather for the 30th time.
Yeah. Welcome to the stompetition.
You got it. Well, next year, we're already in talks for next year. I want to do it like the Ultimate Fighter. We get all the women in a house and we have them, like, you know, they have to, like, juggle a soccer ball or they have to go walk over hot coals. You know, all kinds of feet competitions. So we got legs. You got something to work with.
You got to get Carmen involved.
Carmen's got to be a guest judge because I don't know.
Does he have nice feet?
No.
That's his fetish. Yeah, yeah, he is big.
I judge foot guys. I'm just gonna say this right now. I know that I was part of it last night, and I'm already part of the next one. But Jerry's a weirdo. Carmen's a weirdo.
Really? Why? It's a different part of the body.
It's feet. I don't know. Feet are gross.
How do you think someone develops that? Like, that they... Because it all comes from your childhood, right? So how does one develop a liking for feet?
Well, Jerry actually said that that's not true. He said that he became a foot guy, and we're like, when? And he said, well, when I was 16, I went to the beach for the first time. So I guess that's all it takes.
The beach was his inspiration.
He went to the first time to the beach at 16?
Well, he has a sand phobia, too. So there's a lot working on in Jerry's brain. He's got a sand phobia.
That is wild.
Yeah. Brutal. For a foot guy to have a sand phobia?
Yes.
Do you find
it's cursed.
Do you find feet attractive in any way, shape, or form?
No. I do not.
Is it the least attractive part of a person's body, in your opinion?
I don't know about that. Wouldn't it be, like an armpit? Something like that?
I know where you were going. You weren't going armpit. Yeah, you just stopped yourself.
Yeah, were we thinking the same thing?
I'm smart.
I thought he was going testicles.
Oh, well, yeah, if we're talking, yeah. I thought that's
where you were going. Where did you think he was going?
That's not what I was thinking.
Really?
We'll just let everyone use their imagination.
Wow. I thought that's where Big Cat was going with that.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Can we talk Bears for a second?
Yes. Why not?
Okay.
Please.
Segway. You guys take callers all day.
Yes.
You hear from the people.
Yes.
I obviously, I'm seen on Twitter. Can everyone just chill out? Can everyone chill out? Caleb Williams is going to be incredible. Just chill out. Stop with the hand-wringing. Stop with the, everything. Man. No, he's gonna be a franchise quarterback. Everyone chill out. Like, let's stop. This is the draft. The month and a half leading up to the draft is designed to make everyone anxious and infighting and all this stuff. Just stop. Just take a deep breath. The Bears are taking Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is going to be really good. The Justin Fields situation, we're going to figure it out at some point. It's fine. It will get figured out.
How?
I don't know. I don't have that answer, but just. Doesn't it feel good to just say everyone relax because we're going to figure it out?
It does, but you're not one of these guys that believes that the best thing potentially would be to draft Caleb and just bring Justin into camp because someone will eventually get hurt and then you can trade him for real value.
No, horrendous idea.
Yes,
terrible idea. Because
yes.
Then you're the only way that works is if Caleb Williams is so good as a rookie that it's so clear when they get to, you know, training camp and OTAs and all that stuff, it's so clear that Caleb Williams is that much better than Justin Fields, that everyone in that locker room, you know, Waddle, like, yes, everyone loves Justin Fields in that locker room. If Caleb Williams showed up and he was the second coming of Patrick Mahomes,
yes.
Guys are smart.
Yes.
They want to play with the guy who's going to give them the best chance to win.
Of course.
But that's something, like, taking that gamble, it's a huge risk. Because you're asking Caleb Williams to be incredible from day one, and that's a lot to put on a rookie. So that's the only way it works. I'd rather not take that risk. We'll just figure it out. That's all we got to do is just figure it out. Indianapolis. Let's get Indianapolis on the phone.
That seems...
And Gardner Minshew's gone.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson gets hurt. Similar offense style. They have, Shane Steichen, who's a great coach who basically invented that Eagles offense. That's a perfect fit. Let's do it.
That seems to be the invoked. That seems to be the invoked team now, Big Cat.
Yeah, let's get it done. So, I will drive Justin to Indianapolis. No problem.
3 hours door to door. What would you like? Okay, so what's the win now?
That would be awkward, though, especially after you saying that Caleb is going to be great, and then Justin's sitting next to you, and you're driving him to his new home.
Justin follows Big Cat on Instagram.
I'm not surprised.
It will be, and I like Justin. I'm rooting for him, but it will be like Silvio.
It'll still be
and,
a difficult conversation.
It will be like Silvio and Adriana in The Sopranos.
Okay,
when they're just driving, and she's like, "Oh, why are we in the woods?"
Right.
It's like, I got your luggage. Here you go.
An older reference, but a memorable one. That was,
we've had a lot of older references today.
Shame my references. Sopranos is timeless.
It's great. No, it's great, and it was very, very tense. It's a good one.
Yes.
And that drive would be tense.
I'm going to take Justin out on a boat like they took Fredo out on the boat.
You know, guys, come on.
Jesus. what do you think is a win now? What would you get for him that would be a win in your mind as far as draft compensation?
Fourth.
I think that's where I put my brain at now, too. That if I could get a fourth-round draft pick for him, I'm putting it off as a W.
Boy, it is a long fall from from that to when Mel said to us on the air, I think he'll probably get the eighth pick of the draft from Atlanta Falcons.
And you know what? Let's put our hands up here because we, as a fan base, have probably overrated Justin Fields and also just not using our brains, realizing that, hey, he's got a contract situation that the teams probably don't want to buy into right away because then you got the option, like, and you got to pick it up. And so it's not as simple as Justin Fields is as good as we think he is. Everyone's going to want him right away. So, we probably misjudged that, and we got a little over our skis. So now we're readjusting. We're using common sense. A fourth sounds right.
Big Cat, there's still a portion of our fan base that believes, and they're saying it loudly, that, see, the Bears were never trading him. And this has been their plan all along, that they're not going to trade him, and that's why he hasn't been traded just yet.
That's crazy. Well, I don't know what those people are thinking.
Am I wrong, Sylvia? Or no. is there a group of fans, I don't know how large the percentage of the fan base that feels that way, that believes that the Bears have, in fact, not at any point.
This is orchestrated, Big Cat, that Poles and Justin have orchestrated this all to let the world think that they were trading him when, in fact, they're just trading the number one overall pick
for the haul.
And they're getting the haul, the haul.
So you think that Poles and Justin Fields were sitting in his office at Alex Hall? He's like, all right, first thing we're going to have you do is we're going to have you unfollow the Bears on Instagram.
Some people.
So this is how deep it goes.
Yes, it's a whole theatrical performance.
Okay. All right. I mean, hey, if we want to play in make-believe land, I have no problem doing that. Let's jump in there. So then now what are we going to get for the first pick?
You tell me. The haul.
I want every pick next year. Yeah, I want every pick in the draft. I need literally every pick.
So teams that you're not even trading with are going to give you picks.
Yeah, they got to chip in. They got to do their part. We just lose our minds. This is something that, like, and obviously last year was different because they were decisive and they made that trade very quickly in the process. So we didn't get to go through the entire, window here where it's just all that this time of year is built to do is just tear down all these guys, the top 10 guys. It's crazy. It happens every single year where it's like, I mean, if you want to read stuff, you could. Caleb Williams is terrible. Drake May will never be a pro. Jaden Daniels is now the best quarterback they've ever seen. Like, JJ McCarthy's, and you should take him with the number one pick. Like, you could choose your own adventure with whatever you want to do online right now with this nothing to talk about. Period of time before the draft.
But they make it everything to talk about because they're doing exactly that. Yeah. What did you make of free agency, at least so far? Has it been underwhelming for you? Have you been disappointed at what Poles has done or not done?
No, I thought it was – I didn't think they were going to get crazy because I think Poles is trying to do this thing the right way where it's like we got to – the best free agent signing the Bears got was Jalen Johnson. Like, let's be honest. That's the goal – is that you draft well enough that you got guys and you keep them on your team. That's the best way to build a team, not through getting a bunch of players that another team doesn't want anymore. You need, and maybe a little older. I did like getting a safety and being decisive with that because I think that more than anything, like whether you like Kevin Byard, whether you think he's washed or whatever, addressing a couple holes in free agency is important just so that way when you get to the draft, teams can't like script where you're going to go, where you can now do a little bit of a best player available and you have, some options when it comes to the picks that come your way. So you don't have to just say, well, we don't have an answer at safety. We have to use a pick on safety. So I like that he filled a couple holes and, running back, that one was weird just because it was weird at first because I was like, DeAndre Swift, like, that's a lot, whatever. Then everyone paid a running back, and it feels like that was just, the cap went up and everyone decided to pay a running back, so it's kind of in lockstep.
They have addressed some issues, and I got no problem with that, and I'm not asking them to be frivolous and do stupid things. But just, you can't tell me that it wouldn't have made your day even more special had they announced that they were the ones that got Danielle Hunter to a 2-year contract.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Or Christian Wilkins, or... figured out a trade for Brian Burns. Like, that was a debacle. The Panthers, they got offered two first-rounders 2 years ago. I know it's a new regime, but, man, they mismanaged everything. So, yeah, of course, you don't want you would, if you said that Christian Wilkins was a Bear, I'd be very, very excited. I'm just saying that I like that Ryan Poles has a vision, and the vision is get young talent and keep the young talent. And that is how you build the team. You know, that's not – look at who wins Super Bowls. They're not usually the ones that everyone's talking about, you know, in early March saying that they got all these free agents. That's not how it works.
Are you plotting a way to get Simone Biles on the podcast?
I have to now. I have to. I had a friend hit me up. He's like, his daughter is kind of a situation you're dealing with, Sylvie, where his daughter has betrayed him and decided she was a Packers fan.
Oh.
But she also loves Simone Biles. So he texted me right away and was like, I think we finally have our in to get her to be a Bears fan. So I'll have to do that for my friend.
Yeah, exactly. It's not quite the Taylor Swift factor, but it's a start.
Yeah, maybe Taylor Swift beats Caleb Williams. Who knows?
She's a little old for him, isn't she?
I mean, age is just a number.
Right. I mean, hey, do you have any can't-miss plays for tonight?
Oh, man, I've been so cold. I have been so cold. I'm gun-shy right now.
That's not true. You're never gun-shy.
No, I mean, you...
No, I'm cold. I got Air Force New Mexico over 144, Syracuse, NC State over 151, Arkansas minus 5.5, Lehigh plus 8.5, and thankfully, Illinois has finally come around. You can bet Illinois teams. You got to do cash, but I did the minute that the line was dropped. I went and I placed a bet fading DePaul because they're so bad. I was like, I we've missed out on so much money this year fading DePaul. So they play, I think, at 9 o'clock. So I took Villanova.
So wait, you can bet on Illinois schools, but you can't still do it on the app, right?
You can't do it on the app. Huh. I went to Wrigley and I placed it with cash. So yeah, that is a new law. So
I don't understand it. Why can't your DraftKings now? Why can't we do it on the app? Who are they protecting? Who's the state protecting?
I don't know, but they cost me money this year because I would have been fading DePaul all year, and finally I got my chance to do it. So I took Villanova minus 23, and that you might say 23 is a lot.
It is.
If you've been following DePaul, they lose by 40 almost every night. Lose by 40 every night.
By the
They're
way,
bad.
we haven't talked to Big Cat since the North Carolina Duke game, have we?
Which game was that? When did they play?
Oh, your personal friend John Shire apologizing to those dorks in Durham. They're dorks, and they're just sitting there with their face paint, and they're like, "Oh, we're not going to go out tonight. We got to study for our midterms." And while Duke fans are throwing drinks at UNC players. Disgusting, disgusting act. Kyle Filipowski is tripping people.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that you are part of now, Sylvie. You are synonymous with this scumbag behavior that Duke portrays.
This was basketball manna from heaven for Big Cat.
This was his dream come true.
I led the show on Monday. I was like, I thank God, because I was worried when Coach K left. I don't dislike John Shire. Coach K left, well, I'm getting my point. Coach K left, and I was like, I don't dislike John Shire. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to be like, oh, I hate John Shire. I'm not going to force it. I'm going to be authentic with my feelings. So I was sitting there being like, I need John Shire to do something that makes me hate him. Like, I need to, like, have him, like, hit a kid or something, or kick a dog, something like that. And he won't do it because he's a nice guy. But then he does the apologizing thing, and I'm like, there's my end. I hate Duke again. And he tells Kyle Filipowski to trip people, and now I'm back.
I'm not going to lie, I was surprised. When I heard, like, I saw it, but I didn't, when I heard that he apologized.
How did this go down? Yeah. Explain this to me. How did this go down with the apology?
Yeah.
The game ends, and UNC's on the court,
right.
And Duke fans are throwing water at him. At the UNC players. Meanwhile, in the foreground of the video, John Shire walked up to the student section, started shaking hands and saying, I'm so sorry that we lost on senior night. Come on.
I thought when they said he apologized to North Carolina for the behavior of the fans.
And who was throwing
it? He would never do that. He would never do that. Coach K would do. If it was Coach K, he's close to Coach K, because Coach K used to like to apologize too. What he really needed to do, if he wants to go full Coach K, he would have been like, it's bigger than a game. This isn't really about who wins and loses. It's about the seniors and completing it, making boys to men. And it's, you know, you guys care about the score. I care about graduating, young men and putting them out in the world. That's what he should have done.
Now, I would have thought you would have got on the microphone and done a Sam Weish and, like, said, this isn't Cleveland. We don't throw stuff.
This isn't Chapel Hill.
Yes.
This is Durham.
Like, I'm sure. Was he aware that people were throwing water bottles at North Carolina? Like, are you?
It was behind him, so he might not have been aware. So I'll give him that.
Right.
And like I said, I actually don't hate John Shire. I think the real hate will come when they win a title. That's when I'll really hate him.
If this isn't real hate, then I don't know what is.
No, this is just simmer. This is just, I'm just like working up a hate. I'm doing a little jogging in place with my hate. I'm not ready to run the marathon yet.
Just getting up into a lather.
But this was a good, this is a good first step. This was a good first step where it's like, oh yeah, I hate these guys. And Kyle Filipowski, the guy who was crying and saying that he like could never walk again because a Wake Forest fan happened to run in front of him, he tried to push him over, is now fine and tripping people.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, Sylvie. This is what you root for.
Well, look, I root for Shire. I don't condone the behavior.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Right. You texted me when Duke won a couple weeks ago being like, how about Dukies?
I said, don't let him get hot.
You can't pick and choose. You made your bed. And now I'm going to make you sleep in it.
All right, okay.
And I'll tell you
we still got season left. You don't want it's hard to beat a team three times, Big Cat. Just look out for the Dukies in the third game here in the tournament.
Yeah, you'll be like those dorks in Durham with your blue face and, and your pom poms.
Takes a dork to know the dorks. Let me ask you this.
They're the worst.
Let me ask you this. Hoodie and cap, and we haven't played it yet, and I haven't heard it. I was just told about it, but I don't know if they were ripping me, but they're very surprised that I have not gone out of my way, and like there have been some of these Bulls games that I have not watched even a single dribble because they have turned me off so much because they have not even tried to make a trade, not even tried to assemble and to add to this team or anything, that I've been just so disenchanted with my favorite team in Chicago. Like, the Cubs and the Bulls are my two, like, first loves in the city. As much as I love the Bears, it's the Cubs and the Bulls that I grew up loving the most. And they're shocked by this, that, like, the Sacramento game, I told them, I didn't even watch a single dribble and I missed their comeback. Because I'm so...
That's West Coast! West Coast basketball! That's West Coast basketball! You don't have to apologize for that. You gotta go to sleep!
Yeah, and I didn't, like, and I'm just, like, I don't seek them out anymore just because I don't go out of my way because they've turned me off so much, and they don't understand that. Do you understand where I'm coming from on this?
I completely understand because there's two things going on. You can hold two thoughts in your head at the same time. One is the Bulls that are playing right now are overachieving, and they haven't given up, and I commend that. The other part is, This organization in front office just keeps giving us an inferior product and being like, here, take it. You'll just keep watching. You'll keep coming. It's fine. We'll make the play-in. We'll say we were in the playoffs 2 years in a row, whatever it is. That is abhorrent. Like that word? I don't even know if I said it right. But that's the part that turns you off, and I agree with you.
Exactly.
Did I say that word right?
Did I
say that word?
What's that?
Did I say abhorrent? Abhorrent?
Abhorrent. You were straight on.
Right.
Yes, that's a Wisconsin education.
Sometimes his brain can
don't second guess. I was nodding and going with it,
yeah,
and then you like
paused.
Like I'm like, you preach, man.
It didn't sound good coming out of my mouth. It sounded like my brain knew what it was. My mouth was like, you've never said this word before. Why are you trying it right now on radio?
It did sound kind of like abhorrent.
Because he said it without confidence.
Without confidence, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like clutched the throw,
you know, and
short armed it.
Yes,
but that's really what's going on. I agree with you, Sylvie. Like, there's, you can say, like, the Bulls are there's guys that are fun to watch. Coby White,
yes.
Like, these guys are trying really hard, and I love that. But the franchise and the organization are not committed to putting out a championship team.
Yes.
And that is what turns you off, and I agree with you.
If AK's not going to try, I'm not going to go out of my way to go watch their product. It's nothing against Coby White. I commend Coby White getting better. I still like DeMar DeRozan. I like some of their role guys for getting better. But I have no desire to live and die with the Bulls like I have in past years. And I'm just like, I've got better things to do at home and I'm busy. So I'm not going to go out of my way. I watched them the other, like someone texted me the other day and said, I understand why you're boycotting this team. And it's not a boycott. I am not actively boycotting the Bulls. They have just settled in to like the eighth thing I've got on my list these days because
got better things to do. With
I've
your
got
time.
Better things to do than them. And that's their fault, not my fault.
It's not a boycott. The perfect way to put it is, if I'm sitting on the couch and the Bulls are on, I will turn it on. If I will not, like, make my plans around the night on, like, I got to get to the couch to watch the Bulls game. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, if I'm sitting there, you know, flicking around, I'll watch the Bulls. I've watched a bunch of games this year. But, like, I'm not going out of my way to give this team, like, my time if I have something else going. Because that's what they want you to do. And they want you to believe that they have any type of chance to go anywhere in the playoffs, and they don't. They do not. They have no chance, probably not even to get in the playoffs. They'll be in the play-in, but they have no chance to beat any of these teams in the East that are so much better.
The Pacers are 4.5-point favorites. The total's 228.5. What are you doing?
Bulls and over.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Big Cat, great stuff. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks,
except
buddy.
The Dork's comment and the Shire that. Hate.
Yeah, I'll see you guys next week. I'll be in person.
Sure. Believe it when I say it.
No, I will.
Whatever.
I will. When I say it, I mean it.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Big Cat.
Change it.
All right. See you guys.
There's Barstool Big Cat. Going home. Bedtime stories and then out to the gambling.
Yeah, exactly.
Out to gamble on the tournament.
I'm going to go home and spend an hour with the family, and then I'm deep into the gambling cave.
By the way, I have a stat for you on Bulls viewership.
Okay.
That may shock you. Maybe it won't. And then Tyler's Aki's A-list.
He's still grinning about the Duke conversation.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He also, not conveniently, he missed a key bullet point on what the fans were doing.
Okay, you could pay it off then, too, right. Next.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Waddle and Sylvie are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Sylvie from Waddle & Sylvie on ESPN 1000 said that he's on a Bulls break. Did you hear about this? Bulls break, he says.
I did.
Now, we all have passion for Chicago sports, but my friend Sylvie loves the Chicago Bulls. He might talk a lot about the Bears. He might be pounding his fist about his Chicago Cubs, but it's something about the Bulls. His family, his grandfather, would take him to games back at the old Chicago Stadium. So he has a soft spot for the Chicago Bulls. But he says he's on a Bulls break because he's so disenchanted with the front office with the Chicago Bulls.
So last week they won one of their West Coast games. And I didn't have to get up early in the morning because I did the afternoon show on spring trading. It was me and it was Sylvie. And I, hey, Sylvie, how excited are you? Bulls won. Didn't see a second of it.
What?
What do you mean you didn't see a second of it? I'm on a Bulls break, as you just called it. And I don't get that.
Turnover. Shot clock's off. That'll do it. Dallas scored 44 in the first quarter. Doncic dominated, had another triple-double, and the Mavericks never looked back. After they had a 1-5 stretch, they've now won their last three games to get back on track, and they keep pace with Sacramento and Phoenix directly ahead of them.
Hey, wouldn't they lose by 35 the other night?
I think so.
That's why you should get it. They're 3-under, doing the rah-rah after the win against Sacramento. It's the same old, let's see if we can win 40 this year and get to the play-in and then get swept by the Celtics. here's the stat I want to give you. I don't want to spend too much time on them because they don't deserve it. This is from someone who follows the media game in Chicago. Would this surprise you? The Blackhawks are the worst team in the NHL. Now, they have Bedard,
who's on a hot streak.
Yeah, and they've played well the last couple of games.
Five points, baby.
They do have Bedard. Bedard was out for several weeks, though, with that broken jaw.
Yeah.
So they have the worst team in the NHL. Bedard was out for like 6 weeks or whatever it was. And the Bulls are a middling team. The Blackhawks games outrate Bulls games.
Wow.
And they're not great either. So, like, anyone who thinks that, like, people are coming in droves to watch games, Bulls local games, they're not. They're not.
That is surprising to me.
Blackhawks games in this city right now, locally, are outdrawing Bulls games.
That's the Bedard factor, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, when was the last time? What are, like, the television ratings at for the Bulls?
I don't have that. This was from someone who covers the media game in town. Someone at NBC maybe would know, but...
This has got to be, you know, close to, you know, the lowest viewerships for Bulls.
That's what they told me. They told me that it's as low, like the numbers for the Bulls are as low as they've been in a while.
Yeah.
And
not surprised.
And like Blackhawks games are up, Bulls games are down, and the right now, like average households supposedly for Hawks games are more than Bulls games.
Wow.
So, and remember, Jerry's got a big piece of that pie. And he's got to see it, too. Michael and Jerry's got to see it. So, like, when Hoodie and Cap don't understand that, I'm not alone. I'm not in the minority. People are sick of it. People are sick of them not trying and them just being happy with 20,000 in the building. People are with me.
Yeah.
Like, I just want them to try and to really go for something, and they don't care. They just don't.
What's the stat about, or the fact about the last time they made a trade was?
It was like 30 months or something like that. Yeah, isn't it something like that?
By far the longest in the NBA.
But it's Lonzo's fault. It's because of Lonzo.
Yeah.
He's cutting, by the way, and running. So that's good news.
Cleared for basketball activity?
Yeah, yeah. What do you have, Tyler? What did you say? What did Big Cat miss?
Oh, yeah. So the one thing about the Duke fans that he did miss was that... the Cameron Crazies did threaten to kill a UNC player pregame.
Oh, come on.
They're quite a bunch there. You're one of them now. But
I don't believe that. How do you have proof of that?
Yeah, there's a video.
Show me it.
I'll show you the video. Right. We can play the audio.
That's a deep fake.
That's AI. There you go. That's AI. The move. Deep fake, Sylvie.
Yes. I don't believe it.
That's a Duke fan.
It's something you did. All right, let's get to Aki's A-List.
It's time for Aki's A-List. From the mind of the man who understands the four P's of Waddle's world, Aki's A-List. A-List. The top questions and topics floating around in Tyler Aki's mind.
Are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
Aki's A-List on ESPN Chicago.
All right, Tyler's got questions. We'll provide answers. What do you got, Tyler?
All right. I was kicking this around with some people earlier today, and I want your guys' thoughts on it because I don't know if you guys have been tracking the free agent activity of the Philadelphia Eagles. They are paying everybody. You saw Saquon Barkley. They gave Josh Huff the big money. They extended Landon Dickerson. They gave Jake Elliott a big contract today as well.
Extension, right?
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they're bringing him back on a $33 million deal. So I started to look at the Eagles' cap situation and thought to myself, could Devontae Smith be available in some capacity? Because if you look at how they would have to restructure a lot of money, and don't forget, next year you get a big kick in from Jalen Hurts and a big kick in from A.J. Brown as well. Could the Bears swing a potential trade for Devontae Smith?
What's it going to cost me? Because Devontae does something like Mike Williams, just kind of in a different fashion. He's not redundant with regard to how DJ plays.
He can play down the field. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's more.
He's a ball winner,
too. Exactly what you want Tyler Scott to be. Smaller, thinner, but a guy that's got that extra gear and can get behind anybody.
And he can get up, too, and win a ball.
Yeah. He had some dropsies this year a little bit, didn't he? Didn't he have some dropsies?
I'd have to check his numbers on that.
What is it going to cost me?
Would you give up 9 for him?
No.
For Devontae Smith,
no.
You wouldn't give up 9?
No. Too inconsistent.
No.
Too inconsistent?
Yes. Too inconsistent.
I would give up Devontae Smith in a heartbeat. I would give up 9 for Devontae Smith in a heartbeat.
No. How far away are you from having to pay him, too?
So he...
He's in, entering his fourth
year,
season.
Next year is his fifth year option, right. And then you'd get him after.
So basically, No, I wouldn't. No.
Boy, you would, huh?
Like, that's a no-brainer to me.
You guys said no on
T. Higgins.
T. Higgins, but yes on Devontae Smith?
I wouldn't mind giving up 9 for Higgins either. I would be open to that.
I don't want to give up the pick and have to pay you the bag.
I agree. That's the problem, you know. It's all
it's double.
You know,
especially
it's,
at a position where historically you find guys,
it's as deep of a draft as it's been.
And honestly, it may not just be this year. Going forward, because of the way 7-on-7 camps have changed, and the way in college they've thrown the ball so much now at almost every program, this may be the new norm. Wide receivers, we may not be here just yet, but you might get to a point where they turn into running backs because you're like, you know what? Every year, there's 4 or 5 studs coming out in the draft. We may not be there yet.
I just don't listen. If this was a comparable situation with a different player, at a different position, I may be more inclined. But the wide receiver position is just historically in recent years, you've been able to find difference makers later in the draft.
And what you said too earlier about you have DJ Moore, you don't have to force this.
No.
You don't have to give up such a premium for another wide receiver.
Right.
Let the game come to you.
Yes. Yes.
So you're out on Devontae Smith at that price?
For that price,
what
yes.
What about a next year first rounder?
Well, hey, now that pick is not probably going to be at 9, hopefully.
Yeah,
if that
should be a lot
20,
better. Yeah, and you have your quarterback.
Next year, I'd be more inclined to
Sealed
do it.
Not wimpy
this year.
Plan, though, you know, layaway.
What about Carolina's second round pick?
He's worth way more than that.
Okay,
is he?
Okay, Howie,
is he? Because you're going to have to pay.
I think. Yeah,
you're going to have to pay.
He is, though. I do think his stats have been artificially suppressed because AJ Brown's on the field with him. I do think there's a higher end from Smith that you might be able to tap into if you're a team that made him your number one, but he wouldn't be that here.
He's
in Chicago.
He's going to be 26 years old. I mean, he might be.
I always worry about him too because he's so
frail.
Slight.
The Slim Reaper.
Yeah.
He's got that nickname.
The Slim Reaper.
Like, here are his numbers while being the number two receiver in Philly the last 2 years. 95 and 1,200 yards for 7 touchdowns in 81 and 1066 with 7 touchdowns, and he played one less game this
Tyler,
year.
Tyler, I think he's a really, really good player. I'm just saying, like, this, and Meller pointed it out, like, receiver is a position where you can find guys
but
because
they
how many
found
people.
Guys.
Well, that's true.
That I is mean, the blind spot. Like, you know that you got DJ Moore because he was a proven commodity. Devontae Smith is a proven commodity at this point.
But Poles also hasn't tried drafting one in the first round. If they're in a spot where it's advantageous.
The alarm may go off if that happens. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm not arguing against him because you make an excellent point about how good he is. I just think you can find receivers. Like if he had 3 years left on his contract, that's different. What's he going to get paid?
Well, he's going to want a lot of money.
Right.
Just like T. Higgins wants a lot of money.
Why wouldn't I try to find a situation
but
where...
But you could effectively get 3 years out of him. You'd get this year, you'd get the fifth year, and then you could
what's
always franchise
year? What's
tag
the,
him.
What's the fifth
like,
year?
I think his is like $15 million or $17
million. DJ Moore.
This is as passionate as you've been over yeah. one of your questions.
I was just surprised
time.
That it was an automatic yeah. no yeah. for giving up 9.
Yeah, because you could really trade down and still get You could get a wide receiver in this deep draft and something else.
You could. Right. But this guy is a known commodity, yes. And he's 25 years old.
And you got to pay him. And then so you're using cap room. You're using that pick. So,
but you've got a rookie quarterback. This is when you're allowed to spend money.
I like him.
You guys didn't want to spend money, or you guys wanted to spend money somewhere else, and now all of a sudden there's a guy who you might have to spend money for.
Look, who was the other guy we were talking? Who was the other guy we were talking? No. I would take him before I take T. Higgins.
I'll spend money on Mike Williams. Like, not a lot, but I'll spend on Mike Williams, and then I'll trade down at 9, or if I don't get a Dunze or Neighbors.
And Tyler's in there. I'll give you my first overall pick, and you know what?
I'll
give
you next year's... And my firstborn.
Yeah.
I just said 9.
And next year's 1.
No, just 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I'd do it. I wouldn't.
All right.
You make a really good case. You make a good case. You make a good case.
It wasn't just that you said no. It was the no.
I was shocked. Yeah, I was surprised. All right, there you go. One question.
That's it. Did you have anything else juicy?
I have some other things for you.
Right, yeah. We could do it on the other side. That's good. Well, let's continue it.
Right. No!
Do you want to react? 312-332-3776 to Tyler's question or any of the stuff that we've talked about today. 332-3776, our free agency coverage brought to you by Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Jose weighs in and he says, Tyler Aki smoking crack, talking about number 9 for Devontae Smith.
Damn.
I don't think people watch Devontae Smith.
Big no.
They must not watch Devontae Smith.
I like him. I'm not going to denigrate the concept. I just wouldn't do it. I don't think it's outrageous.
What if you got like a fourth coming back your way too?
Well, okay, now we're talking a little bit better.
No, the 9 in Devontae Smith for the 9th for Devontae Smith with
and
a fourth
coming back to you? Still wouldn't do it. What else? You have a sweetener?
Maybe about a 3rd instead of a 4th.
Can I get a 2nd?
No.
No. What number are they drafting?
I'd guess low 20s.
How about their low 20 pick for Devontae Smith in the 9th?
That's a no-brainer.
The 9 for Devontae Smith and the 20-something. Then I'll do it.
Yes.
I like Aki Roseman over here, wheeling and dealing for the Eagles.
I mean, like, enough with doing business with the Eagles, too.
Like, What's wrong with that? It's worked out all right.
Do we only have one phone line to the and it goes to the Eagles?
We traded Robert Quinn to the Eagles for a 5th-rounder, right?
Signed T.J. Edwards from the Eagles.
Yeah,
that right. Worked out. Like, I feel like doing business with the Eagles has been great.
The Jalen Carter.
Yeah, you got a free pick out of.
Yeah.
Well, Ian Cunningham knows everybody over at the Eagles office, right? So that's probably.
Ryan Poles always gives credit to Ian Cunningham whenever they make an Eagles transaction.
This is a huge year for wide receivers in the draft, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep, there's no guarantee you get one.
I know, but I don't need to spend $17 million when I can use the 9th pick on a guy that maybe he's even better than Devontae Smith. I don't know.
All right, do you have another question, or are you just burning time because you only had this one question?
No, I've got a full list here.
Pick your next best one.
All right, so the Texans made the big move yesterday by signing Danielle Hunter. We've talked a little bit about, like, we know the Chiefs. They've got Patrick Mahomes. They are the apple of everyone's NFL eye.
I believe he just decided to restructure his contract.
So that he created, like, $20 million in cap space for the Chiefs. Are the Texans 2nd in terms of your NFL envy across the league?
No. I like the Bengals still. Like, they got Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And
the Ravens are always good. They're just, and they draft well. I know they've won one in recent time, and you would like for them to win more. But they're consistent. They've had one coach for a long period of time. Pittsburgh still, I know they you'd like them to be better offensively.
Look, I'm talking from like a long-term out, like five-year plan here.
So you've got to, I've always been a D'Amico Ryans fan. Obviously, I didn't know much about Bobby Slowick Jr. and how good he was at devising and calling a game plan.
The Ravens are still like pretty good.
No, they are. C.J. Stroud was excellent. And look, the Ravens just added Derrick Henry as well.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Ravens.
That's fine. But I think the Houston's climbing the ladder.
Yeah, for sure. And look how quickly they did it. They were what?
It was literally overnight. People thought they could.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? How they a quarterback in some ways can raise the level of play of everybody, not just in your offensive huddle, but his presence makes you a little bit better, makes your defense better.
They weren't just bad. They were dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Completely.
Now all of a sudden
you're saying, are they your envy? It's incredible. All right, let's take your calls. 312-332-3776. So much going on. Day three of free agency, really. Today's the new league year, so a lot of these moves went official. The Bears did get a couple of a second wave free agents. They signed a special teamer today. We'll tell you more about all that stuff. Could they sign Mike Williams?
They signed a quarterback as well.
The Bears did make a quarterback move. We'll tell you about that coming up next.